Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, imagine with me two scenes this evening from St. James's early life. First, a Samaritan village has rejected Jesus. James stands with the master and the rest of the 12 on a ridge overlooking the village. His dark eyes flash. He lifts a dirt-ringed finger to a bank of bubbling clouds on the horizon. His deep voice thunders in his chest. The dogs dare refuse you, Master. Lord, you want us to call down fire from on heaven and burn them up. James's little brother, John, picks up the theme. Yes, fire, lightning fire, like Elijah called down on those soldiers all those old ages ago. They've rejected you, Jesus. Let's give it to them. But Jesus shakes his head. His nickname for the sons of Zebedee rings true on this day. Bnei Regesh, sons of tumult, sons of thunder. James wants to vindicate Jesus' honor, his own honor, by burying Jesus' opponents, his own opponents, in a deluge of flames. And the kid brothers all in on it as well. And so Jesus rebukes James and his brother John. You don't know of what kind of spirit you are, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy lives, but to save them. The second scene occurs a few weeks later. James, that son of thunder, is at it again. We've left everything to follow you, says Peter. And Jesus nods. Yes, and when the Son of Man sits on his throne at the resurrection, at the regeneration of all things, you all will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes. James lifts his head. His eyes flash with excitement. Fire! Judgment on Jesus' enemies! The Ben Regesh, the son of thunder, begins to feel that thunder rumbling in his chest all over again. Think of the justice that he could dispense. Think of how he could defend Jesus' honor. He pulls his kid brother to the side. Together they whisper a word in their mother's ear. The faithful woman conveys the message on her knees. Jesus, let my sons sit on your right hand and on your left in the kingdom. Let them be the key advisors of justice and mercy. James leans forward in the moment, electric with anticipation, to hear what Jesus will say. Well, in our own way and in our own time, there are plenty of Samaritan villages that reject Jesus. There are many who mock Christ, who reject his message, who slink away, who turn from his hard call to holiness. Some sneer, some ignore us, and we are ready to throw some fire. We stand with Jesus on the ridge overlooking these villages of opposing causes, opposing religions, opposing parties, and our dark eyes flash. We lift a dirt-ringed finger to the bank of bubbling clouds on the horizon. Our voice thunders in our chest. The dogs dare refuse you, Jesus. Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven and burn them all up? And our little brothers and sisters in the faith fall in step behind us, those not as well versed in what to believe and how to act. They pick up the theme. Yes, fire! Fire, like Elijah called down on those soldiers back in the olden days. They've rejected you, Jesus. They parade around in their sin. Let's give it to them. We imagine ourselves enthroned on the left and right of Christ. Jesus, I would be happy to sit beside you in the judgment and help you dispense justice and mercy. But Jesus shakes his head at all of us. For we are the B'nai Regesh, the sons of thunder. We want to vindicate Jesus' honor. Or is it Jesus' honor? Is it our own honor? By burying Jesus' opponents, or are they our opponents, in a deluge of flames? And so Jesus rebukes us. You don't know of what kind of spirit you are, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy lives, but to save them. And so instead this evening, Jesus invites James and all of us sons of thunder to another path. You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? And with James and all of our kid brothers and sisters, we're nodding along. Yes, yes, we can. And Jesus offers a sad smile. You will drink my cup. But to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus proclaims another path. Instead of calling down fire, he calls us into the fire. Instead of sitting on judgment seats, he calls us to stand before judgment seats. Jesus doesn't want self-preening culture warriors. He wants martyrs, faithful witnesses, saints, holy people who love their enemies so thoroughly that their enemies want to kill them. He calls us to ransom our lives for our enemies, to participate in his own crucifixion, his own enthronement. Do you and I hear that call? Or are we more interested in fire throwing? It's a call, especially for priests, by the way. Lots of priests like to throw fire. Did James hear the call? James falls silent in Scripture after this point. No more loud denunciations, no more self-satisfied culture warring, only a quiet exit. We read in our epistle reading, about that time, Herod the king laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. Christ transformed a fire thrower into a martyr, a saint. And Christ is transforming you and me from fire throwers, from people who protect themselves and their own honor, claiming it's Jesus' honor, into saints. He teaches us to drink his cup of martyrdom, bearing witness to who he is on the cross, rather than protecting ourselves with fiery bluster. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the forces of wickedness in the heavenlies. Culture warriors are no threat to these evil forces, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Proud fire throwers are easily ignored because at the end of the day, they just want to protect themselves, their honor, their party, their cause. And so they are slaves to their own egos, fears, and passions. But saints threaten everything. They threaten everything that this age loves. They don't play its game because they are, through the power of Christ, willing to die. Die not only for the faith, but especially and most importantly, to themselves, to their own favorite sins, to their own pet projects, to their own egos. And that is dangerous for the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. And it is that witness, that martyrdom, like the martyrdom of St. James, that Jesus uses to save others. For the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Jesus is transforming us, turning us from fire throwers into those who quietly bear witness. And it is in this way that he continues to overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.